We are very small, very, very small in comparison to those big members of our movement, the big, big acharyas who have so gloriously and magnificently, after the departure of Srila Prabhupada from this world, they have so gloriously and magnificently guided this movement which Srila Prabhupada set up from one outstanding success to another. So these are very, very great devotees, and they have their meetings, and we can just imagine in their meetings what they're discussing, their hearts burning with grief and compassion for all the fallen conditioned souls, discussing how to flood the world with Srila Prabhupada's books to make ideal varnashram villages all over the world, to have Harinam Sankirtan in every town and village, to have gurukuls, as Srila Prabhupada wanted, to replace this slaughterhouse mundane education, which of course no follower of Srila Prabhupada would ever promote in any form whatsoever. And we don't hear about them discussing such things. Presumably it's top secret for some reason or other. We don't hear about these things. But sometimes we small beings, we do get little snippets about what they're discussing among themselves. And recently it came out that the big, big acharyas were discussing about their samadhis, planning for their samadhis and pushpa samadhis in Mayapur, because after all they needed comfortable place to rest after all that hard work they've been doing. Let them rest in peace. And there was some suggestion, so we're told, that some of the samadhis should be bigger than others depending on the prowess of the individual devotees whose transcendental worshipable form will be incarcerated in that samadhi. So I fully support this proposition. It's, for what it's worth, you know, I'm a tiny little being, but it's an excellent idea that according to the prowess of the devotee in relation to others, the size of the samadhi should be constructed accordingly. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada's pushpa samadhi is there in Mayapur, and it's very big. So we should make the samadhis of the big, big acharyas following Srila Prabhupada in size in accordance with their prowess in relation to that of Srila Prabhupada's samadhi, which means that everyone's samadhi can be the size of a grain of sand, and among those grains of sand, we can microscopically examine them to see which ones are bigger, and the ones who've done so much tremendous service, they can have a bigger grain of sand than those who didn't do so much. Very good idea. Now, someone might suggest that certain persons, not being content with all the self-promotion and hype in this life, are anxious to be remembered as big devotees even after they pass on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I wouldn't suggest such a thing myself. I'm just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just trying to remember that the real goal of life is to be mad after Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can just imagine a new gopi in the spiritual world gets reprimanded, gets caught with looking in their smartphone and said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm new here, but you know, I have a good excuse. I was looking at my samadhi ceremony on YouTube to see how many hits I was getting. New gopi is reprimanded. Cut it out. No smartphones up here. Not allowed up here. And then one gopi, new gopi, lodges a complaint with Lalita Sakhi about another new gopi. She can't wear a dress as beautiful as mine. I had so many more YouTube hits. I had so many more disciples. I built big temples. Or they might see the gang of new gopis in the spiritual world, might see some very humble looking gopi very quietly doing her service. Looks quite special, but very quiet and humble. They might ask, well, who was that previously? Oh, that was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Oh, poor girl. She only had one disciple and no YouTube hits. That's maybe why Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he didn't want a samadhi. He wanted his transcendental form to be dragged through the streets of Navadvip and then thrown in the Ganga. Fortunately, his one disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, understood his real intent and actually made for him a proper samadhi, as is fitting for such a great Vaishnava acharya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Will I ever have even a speck of the purity of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj? By the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are now able to approach the samadhi of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and offer our obeisances, which probably, well, I know for sure I'm not at all fit to come anywhere near him. And while he was personally present, he was very, very strict. He wouldn't let anyone he could immediately detect any pretentiousness or someone making a show of devotion. He didn't accept it at all. He didn't have a lot of disciples. How many did he have? Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtiye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Padambhujaya Te Namaha. We offer our respectful obeisances. We do, don't we? We offer our respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the form of direct vairagya. Vairagya is generally understood to mean detachment from this world and everything that might be considered enjoyable in it, both gross and subtle, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us about the weeds of the weeds that grow up and destroy the true creeper of devotional service. Among them, the most dangerous are puja pratishtadi. Puja pratishtashaadi, the desire for position, name and fame, and honor. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was completely free from not only any gross desire, any desire for any gross sense gratification, but completely free from any desire for subtle sense gratification in the form of desiring honor. He was the very form of amanina amana dena, willing to give all respects to the actual devotees and not desiring any respect for himself. Vairagya, that is properly manifested. We may say, well, the Mayavadis, they also have Vairagya, but they don't really, because that's artificial. Prapanchikate abhudya hari sambandhi vastuni. Mumukshabi parityago vairagyam. What is that called? Palgu katyate. It is a false or a shallow kind of renunciation. The people who give up this world to make a show of, or they do what they think is actual renunciation, give up the things of this world because they want to get liberated from it. And so they think not to interact with it. And so they don't see everything in relationship to Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that's a very shallow vairagya. And the best kind of vairagya, or real vairagya, is also described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, that when one is not attached to anything of this world, but at the same time, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha, sees everything in relationship with Krishna, and engages everything in this world in the service of Krishna, then that renunciation, that is called yukta vairagya, properly applied vairagya. Not that anyone, not having any attachment to gross or subtle sense gratification. Anasaktasya vishayam yataham upayanjita. Not being attached to the things of this world, but knowing how to use them, which means to use them, seeing them in relationship to Krishna. And of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his foremost disciple, our most worshipable Srila Prabhupada. These are the real big acharyas who used everything. They had big everything. They used all the big paraphernalia of this world, but they weren't attached to it. They took big titles, not for their own personal name, fame, and glory, but for utilizing that for spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world, which they did in a unprecedented, unimaginable way. So we will be very, very much blessed. That will be the real blessing of our lives if we can become qualified to hold even a grain of dust from their lotus feet upon our heads. Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he demonstrated vairagya in being detached from this world, and his disciple Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also showed detachment. One showed detachment in vipralamba bhava, feelings of separation from Krishna. And the other, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, also deep feelings of separation from Krishna, but he worked very hard within this world to give the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone can have access to this rare gift, which Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he didn't want anyone falsely, artificially approaching him. He was very, very strict. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very strict, so we have heard. But he was very liberal in of course, we're speaking according to our vision here, in terms of their preaching, in terms of his preaching, is very liberal in relation to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. These are real acharyas. The vairagya, the another meaning of vairagya, one who is very, very, has very, very strong feelings. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj had very strong feelings of renunciation from the world, but that was actuated by his very, very strong feelings for Radha and Krishna, his feelings of separation from them. So we can have, at least for myself, what is this separation from Radha and Krishna? What is the position of the big, big acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj? What is their position? And what is my position? It's only by their mercy that we can even speak about them. Otherwise, what should be, if I get what I deserve, I should be whipped in the streets. That's what I deserve. In the meantime, even though I have no idea what Vipralamba Bhav means, or even if I got my Bhakti Shastra degree or Bhakti Vaibhav degree and I can write, yes, I know what it means, and get full marks, I have no experience of that whatsoever. But I can make up for it by arranging a big samadhi for myself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now seriously, I need some help. Badly in need of help. I'm starting a fund for my future samadhi. I actually need billions of dollars because I want the first ever all gold samadhi. Why just have it built out of bricks? Have it built out of gold. How about that? Trump them all. Come on. I don't think anyone's going to build a big samadhi for me because, you know, I never really did anything very significant in my whole life. What am I going to do? Maybe I should hire someone in advance to write my biography. The problem is there's not really that much to say, but yeah, a good writer can hype it all up and leave out all the embarrassing things. And I don't have much time left. Maybe I should. Some of you could try to arrange some meetings for me with big, big heads of state and train me to how to smile for the photo. In the meantime, make sure I get some good photos, and I'll have to practice my very compassionate smile, showing how my heart is full of compassion for all living beings, and therefore I need to have a big samadhi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhajare, Bhajare, Amar Man, Ati Manda, Bhaja, Braja Bane Radha Krishna, Charana Aravinda. We have heard through the chain of disciplic succession from the big, big acharya. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, you may say, well, you know, he's just a householder. He's just a householder, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But somehow or other, he wrote so many songs which are so valuable for us, and so many other writings. One of them I heard goes like this: Bhajare, Bhajare, Amar Man Ati Manda. Bhaja, Braja Bane, Radha, Krishna Charana Vinda Bhajan Bina Gati Nai Re. He's addressing the mind. My mind, he's telling me actually, my mind is very, very bad. What I should be doing is worshipping the lotus feet of Radha Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. Bhajan bina gati nai re, without doing this kind of worship, there's no goal, no hope for us. Hari hari bifale janama gaino, manusha janama paya radha krishna na bhaji, janiya shunya bishakaino. Narottam Das, as quoted so many times by Srila Prabhupada, famously sings to Lord Hari, I wasted my human form of life. I got a human birth, but I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. Therefore, I'm knowingly drinking poison. So, I guess I'll never be a big acharya. I'm not qualified to have a big samadhi, but I can go for the consolation. Let me at least try for the consolation prize and try chanting Hare Krishna and aspire to some lifetime, somehow or other, get it, some desire in my heart that I could attain to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. It's a very, 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 very big desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful through the Sampradaya of big acharyas. He's given us the very means by which we can come to that platform. Tandera Charana Shevi, worshipping the lotus feet of the actual Vaishnavas, the actual big, big acharyas, Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Shijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Just even hearing their names is so purifying. Therefore it's fitting that our big, big acharyas want to have a big samadhi so that people can remember them after they pass away and take them seriously and chant their names and remember them. I hope by remembering them, they can also automatically lead to remembrance of Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath. And I hope it also doesn't lead to their own disciples having a competition to see who can outdo each other to have a bigger samadhi than their own guru. I think, yeah, better to be a grain of sand. Ai nanda tanaja kinkarang patitang maang vishame bhavambhuto kripaya tapapada pangajas titad huli sadrisham chitta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly taught us to aspire as our topmost aspiration, not to have anything, either gross or subtle, within this material world, knowing it to be a terrible place where if we have even the slightest subtle desire, what to speak of big, big desires, then we have to get born again, life after life. But he has taught us to aspire to become known as a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. Very, very big desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. If I could be even a speck of dust at the lotus feet of my acharya, our acharya, Srila Prabhupada, who bore the dust of all the previous acharyas on his head, and by empowerment by them, he was able to spread the genuine Sankirtan movement all over the world. The genuine Sankirtan movement of working very hard for Krishna, while cultivating or internally feeling Trinadapi Sunichena Torori Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is what we have learned from all the big acharyas who personified this mood, and therefore they are big acharyas, and therefore we visit their samadhis and bow down, even though Narottam Das doesn't have a very big samadhi. We bow down at his samadhi. Where is the samadhi of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is that? His samadhi is on their Hridayaman Moramon Vrindavan. He says that for everyone else, their heart is their mind full of all material desires. But for me, my mind, my heart is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is he now? Rupa Goswami has blessed us. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami has blessed us. Anaripitya Chirin Chirat Karunya Vatirno Kalau Samapiyatum Nutuj Valarasang Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purita Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurita Vah Shachinandana. May that darling child of Sachimata, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, be ever manifested in your heart, in the core of your heart. He has appeared in this dark age of Kali to bestow a boon that was never given before, or at least not for a very, very, very longer than we can ever remember. The topmost, effulgent, resplendent, glorious feelings of devotional service to himself. Let that be our aspiration. Vaishnavera bige kriyamudra bigeho nabhujai. The activities, the words, the movements of the great Vaishnavas, they cannot be understood by small people like ourselves. So we can't understand why. We can imagine then if some samadhi is going to be bigger. No, my samadhi will be this big. No, you can't have one bigger than me. I did so much. What have you done? We can't understand such things. So we'll just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And do what we can in our limited capacity. We are not big acharyas, but we should try to do the best we can. And Krishna will help. We try to do what we can, always remembering that we, or at least myself, I can say very clearly, not fit to come anywhere even near a particle of dust that has once touched the lotus feet of an actual Vaishnava. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha patita nam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakang padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatametada hambravini. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya dura Gauranga chandra charane kuru.